Hey everybody, and welcome to the Beyond the Simulation podcast. And I know it's been a while, but shit happens. You know, gotta live life, gotta go have experiences, come back, think about what happened, and build from there. But anyways, man, this is gonna be a random short episode, and today's topic shall be social media. Now, within the social media, we have a few major players, but the top three major players, as far as I know, for social media will be Instagram, which is in collaboration with Facebook, which is my number two, and then number three would be Twitter. Now, all these little platforms, all very similar yet different. Like Instagram is the app where instant programming is more prevalent through the visuals of images. Yeah, and basically you could post videos as well and images. Well, a video is basically a bunch of images back to back to back hella quick. But yeah, so basically it's all posting pictures. You guys know what the fuck Instagram is. And now for Facebook, I haven't been on Facebook in the longest time, but Facebook is where it's where a community of people together discuss ongoing topics such as current events, the ups and downs of life, monetary gain and people dying, and they do it in a very unintelligent way. And then there is Twitter. Twitter is where you can see like the thoughts of people. Twitter is like people's thoughts before they transmit it to other places. It's like the thoughts of babbling idiots and buffoons for the most part. Then, you know, you got your other little social media apps. Well, I think they're social media. What is that? Snapchat. What else is there? Excuse me. Who gives a fuck? Some other apps. You know, they all do the same thing. Pictures and talk to people and shit like that. But I have come to the conclusion a while ago, years ago, that, you know, social media is pretty much useless unless A, you have a business, B, you're extremely lonely and you're looking for virtual friends. C, if you have such a level of insecurity that you need validation from others, so therefore you try to become popular and try to make your life seem a lot more intriguing than what it actually is. Excuse me for the pausing and slow speech because I'm trying to word things very carefully. Because, you know, words are English, or speaking and spelling is casting spells, and that's for another episode on Beyond the Simulation. But anyways, yeah, man, so the one app I be using out of them apps is Twitter. And like I said, I mostly use these for businesses, but I understand to get a business popping, there's this thing they call clout, which is basically be a magnet for attention. Yeah, so I be posting random stuff from my personal Twitter page sometimes, just shit to make people think or something. But I see a lot of people who say a bunch of stupid shit. Like, there's people like, from looking at Twitter, you would think they're telling all their fucking plans, you know, thinking of a master plan. Nah, you're not thinking of it. You telling us your master plan. There's people like that. People talking about their relationships. With Twitter, it's bad because there's people like posting porn. So you know that these people are extremely caught in the rotation of sexual desire and never satisfying sexual desire because it's an ongoing thing to be manipulated. There's people on there doing things for popularity. Like there was an ice cream licking, the ice cream licker was on the loose or some shit. Somebody going into stores licking ice cream, and then you see more people going to stores licking ice cream. And I mostly see that on my Twitter feed more than if I went to my business Instagram and looked at the feed. I don't see none of that shit. So Instagram, I guess, is based upon who you follow, what they post. But on Twitter, somebody could just repost somebody else's tweet and repost and repost and repost. So you get a bunch of shit. You seen what other people are into and interested in and who they follow's thoughts on Twitter. So this shit is it's very sickening. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of shit. Like anything that could be a current event goes down on there. Right now, they have a bunch of idiots, which is a bunch of hypersexualized females and hypersexualized males going against each other with a hot boy summer versus a city girl summer. I really don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm guessing that it's the males are going against the females to see who can be the biggest whore of 2019. That's why I assume. I don't know. I'm not hip with what's going on in today's society. But anyways, yeah, I just decided to make a video about this because I'm like, I wonder, is there other people seeing this buffoonery and coonery and tomfoolery? Because it's getting out of hand. Another thing I seen via Twitter was a specific style and color of a shoe. If you wear black Air Force Ones, you're looked at as a thief or a drug addict or basically a criminal in general. Like, if people see you in Air Forces, according to Twitter, if they see you in black Air Forces, they feel that their lives might be in danger. And I'm like, damn, shit, I guess I should start wearing black Air Force Ones all the time because I do not want to have conversation with you motherfuckers. You know? And, yeah, don't get me wrong. There's people on Twitter who talk about things that might be interesting. Sure, it may be just ideas that are based upon Google searching and shit. But nonetheless, it's more interesting than, let's say I'm on Instagram, and some of the most interesting shit I could find is, hey, the alkaline vegan diet. And there's nothing wrong with that. The alkaline vegan diet is a necessity, but that's some of the most interesting shit I see on Instagram. Because other than that, it's people, oh, I traveled here. Oh, I went to a wedding. Oh, I'm at the club. Oh, I'm at the club again. Oh, I'm shooting a music video. Oh, I'm at the studio. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I wish other people cared about my life as much as I do. Oh, I'm not so happy with my life. That's the type of people who really be on social media. Like, if you hang around somebody and they pull their phone out to record everything, this person has great, great, great personal issues that they're dealing with. Well, that they're attempting to deal with. They might be running and hiding from it, so I can't say they're dealing with it. But, you know, people like to pull their phones out and record everything. Those are people who don't like to be alone. And you cannot trust people who do not like to be alone. Because they can't trust themselves. That's why they don't want to be alone. When they get alone with them thoughts that they think, they start to get crazy and uncomfortable. So they pick up their phone and start texting people and calling people. Well, that's what they used to do. Now they probably just go on social media and scroll until the blue light blinds their fucking real vision. But real vision is another episode of the Beyond the Simulation podcast. Yeah, so this is a little quick video about social medias, just quick thoughts I had. You know, if you guys have any thoughts on this or questions or have anything you'd like to say, feel free to hit us up on Twitter at Beyond the Sim. Or is it Beyond the Simulation? One of those. I think it's at Beyond the Sim. Shit. I don't know. Like I just told you, I'm not too fond of all the social media, so I'm not going to be remembering that shit. But thank you guys for tuning in to a quick short episode of the Beyond the Simulation podcast with your host, fill in the blank, because I still haven't told nobody a name. But that's beyond the point. Thank you for listening, and our quality will continue to improve as we move forward and progress with the podcast. Thank you.